Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Today, I'm going to be addressing postal employees. I'm going to, if we had to give this podcast a name, I call it How to Prepare for Key Indicators. Now, when I say key indicators, I'm talking about the information that the Postal Service gathers from your 3972, which is a yearly analysis of attendance, and any industrial or motor vehicle accident you've had in the past 5 years. So once again, we're going to be talking about key indicators today, and it's important that you understand what key indicators are, because if you apply for a transfer, a reassignment, or maybe even upward mobility, this indicator is what guides the post office on whether or not your application or your requests will even be entertained. Key indicators. How are key indicators gathered? Again, they are gathered from the tax computer, timekeeping computer, and it shows all unscheduled and scheduled absences. So when you look for a transfer to another facility, another state, another location, what the post office does is they pull your key indicators, and depending on your sick leave usage or your motor vehicle accidents, that's going to determine if your request for transfer is even going to be entertained. Yes, I know I'm going to say that a lot because I need you to understand this. But here's the problem with postal key indicators. Last week, I sat in a redress mediation meeting because a postal employee was denied a transfer based on the key indicators. The key indicators were recorded incorrectly, and the person looking at the key indicators making a decision on whether or not this person is going to qualify to continue down the process, they're not entertaining it. The individual who represented management made it clear that whatever was on that key indicator, correct or incorrect, is the information she's going to use to determine your eligibility to continue on the process of being reassigned or relocated. Now, this is what I want postal employees to understand about the key indicators. If you call in sick, depending on if it's scheduled or unscheduled, it makes a big difference in your attendance review. If you call in or schedule sick leave, if you schedule sick leave, it is very, you got a good chance that's going to be recorded by your supervisor in the tax system as an unscheduled leave. Now, if you call in sick leave and you get paid 8 hours of sick leave, most times you're satisfied and you really don't have a need to verify was it scheduled or unscheduled. I'm saying to any postal employee who thinks they may want to transfer later, or they are active enough in employment that they want to verify their key indicators, all you have to do is request it, a copy from your supervisor. You can go through your union, but if you're in 304, we know that may be a waste of time. So you can go right to your supervisor and request it, and they're going to give you a page, one or two page printout that shows your attendance. Now, what you need to do, and you need to do this with meticulous attention, is you need to go and look at all your unscheduled absences. And if they are actually unscheduled absences, then you have nothing to be concerned about. But if they are scheduled and they are being shown as unscheduled, before you request a transfer, you want to get that information fixed. Because once the implant personnel receives the key indicator, at that point, for this particular transfer, you're going to be too late. They're not going to entertain any corrections to that key indicator while you are active in attempting to transfer. So I say to you now, request a copy of your key indicators from your supervisor. Study it, go over it, look at it. If you have scheduled absences that are considered or recorded as unscheduled, you need to get that fixed if you really want to transfer. Now, a couple of things that you want to be mindful of is during the COVID pandemic, absences related to COVID are supposed to be recorded as scheduled, not happening. Aside in two cases, I'm not seeing that happen. So I say to you again, as diligently or as intensely as I possibly can, it's important that you request a copy of your key indicators from your supervisor. And if they're not fixed, attempt to get them corrected before, again, keyword, before you request a transfer and are told you are not going to be eligible to transfer because you have unsatisfactory attendance. This is Ken Hodge on the podcast. As I always try to do, keep postal employees informed. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.